the Les Paul Show. The ensuing quarter hour shall be devoted to the end product of a process that begins with Les Paul's music and one recording machine and ends with a caution that the program is transcribed, transcribed, and transcribed again. Now, here he is, Les Paul.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Les Paul speaking, and with me I have my wife, Mary.
Hi.
And my guitar. For the benefit of any new listeners that may have just tuned in, I'd like to mention that this program comes from our home and that I have a room here that just loaded with electronic gadgets, amplifiers, echo chambers, transformers, 6L6s.
Let me tell them, Les, you're a genius.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, yes, you are. Anyone who can take one guitar and make it sound like six is a genius.
Any guy can do the same
Oh,
thing.
No one else can even play like you, much less make it sound like six people.
Well, all I like to do is get on the floor with a screwdriver and some tubes and tinker around.
Oh, but you're really a genius.
No, I'm just a big tinker.
Okay, you're just a big tinker.
Oh, I should have quit when I was ahead. Well, I guess I'd rather be a tinker. Or no, I mean a genius.
Well, why don't you grab a guitar and show the people what you can do?
Okay. Now, that's one guitar. Now, if you want two, I just throw a switch.
How about three?
Easy. One, four, switch.
How about five?
A cinch. Now, if you want six, here's a half a dozen, an easy one. Now I got an idea. Now that I got six of them going, an arrangement made while you wait, Sweet Georgia Brown. I got a hunch that if I can take one guitar and make it sound like six guitars, I can make your voice, my wife, sound like six people.
That sounds like my husband. He eats like six people.
But I'm your husband.
But remind me, if you don't get a screwdriver and put that plug back in the electric stove, well, no cooking.
Well, you don't mean that all
I can't give you anything but love.
Well, that's our cue for the next song. And now's my chance to see if I can make you sound like six gals singing. Where's my guitar? Where's my screwdriver?
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you've always planned for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets for work doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Was great.
Thank you.
Or rather, all six of you are great.
I'm all excited. I never knew you could make me sound like six people.
Oh, sure. This is just the beginning. I'm going to make you sound like 12 people.
I'm glad I'm really only one, though.
Well, in a way, I am, too.
I'd hate to have five more husbands to worry about like you.
Saying I'd hate to be saving up to buy fur coats for all you gals.
Les, I noticed some smoke coming out of one of your amplifiers over there.
I noticed it. I got to change some wires there. There's a strain on the equipment somewhere.
Just be sure you don't get the wires crossed like it did the other day, though.
Well, I don't know how that happened.
Can you imagine anyone getting the washing machine and the garbage disposal unit wires mixed up?
You got to admit, it was the cleanest garbage in the neighborhood, though.
Here's Les playing just one old, ordinary, plain guitar on If I Had You.
Thank you.
Les?
Yep?
I have a concert note for the listeners.
What's a concert note?
Well, just a little information that they give you about the artist at a concert.
That's interesting. Kind of fancy lingo, like Mrs. Dean's Taylor, huh?
I'd just like to mention that you played that whole tune with just one hand.
Well, I was drying my fingernail polish on the other hand.
Oh, I'm serious.
Well, okay. I was cracking walnuts with the other hand because I like to eat when I work.
You're always kidding.
Well, I'm not interested in the guitar. The guitar is secondary. I got my mind on electronics. I want to make you sound like a big glee club and mess of guitars. Oh, I got all kinds of... I'll tell you what. You sing something and I'll switch some wires in this box and we'll see what happens.
Baby, won't you please come home?
Now, that's not what I want.
You left your mama all alone.
Well, that's better. I'm on the right track now.
I have tried in vain.
See, that's better. Now I'm going to make it sound like 10.
No more.
I guess I must have a loose wire. This has never happened before.
Look, what are you doing? I sound like a little girl.
I'm sorry. Something isn't working right. I guess a wire fell off. I'll change it. There. How's that?
Now you're three voices.
Well, I'll be doggone. Maybe I should have put this wire over here.
Is this any better?
No.
Gosh, now you sound like Arthur Godfrey, Mary.
Les, what are we going to do?
I don't know. You just start singing and I'll fix it.
Baby, won't you
come home?
You left your mama all alone. No more to call.
You better light a candle. I blew a fuse. Well, it's a cinch we can't do much in the dark, so we'll have to call it quits till next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listening to the Les Paul Show, a transcribed illusion made up of one part Les Paul on the guitar and one part Mary Ford on the vocals. Both parts coming to you from Hollywood's Radio City. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.